There's always something exciting about a new beginning. But whenever there's a change in our lives, things can shift a bit. At Frontier, we understand, because Verizon services in your area have moved to the Frontier Network.
Yes, they have. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry, and I'm the host of our daily Phil Hendry Show podcast, and Verizon services here in our area certainly did move to Frontier. Well, we use a character phone, as you know, on our show, and we put that phone through an actual phone box. So we require two phone lines. In other words, we require landlines. And here's what we get from Frontier. Isn't that great? Now, last Wednesday, I am led to believe we called and we said, wow, listen to that. And Frontier went, oh, goodness gracious gosh, let us send a technician out. And they did. The technician came out and said, well, sir, the problem is outside of the building. I'll go and I'll check for you. And I said, okay, how's it looking? He said, well, I put a ticket in. My ticket's done. I have to put a new ticket in for a new guy. Oh, I see. When's the new guy coming out? He'll be out today. Well, that was on Thursday or Friday, I believe, and the new guy came out maybe, I don't know, because nobody really contacted me, even though they said they would. And, well, over the weekend, we got this. Put in a call, and the people said, oh, you still have that sound on the line? Yes, sir, they did find the problem, sir. It's in the neighborhood, sir. And I said, okay, do you know when they're going to fix it? Well, the old ticket was closed, and I see they put in a new ticket. Uh-huh. What does the new ticket say? Well, the new ticket is the new guy, and it's, let me give you the number. And I took down the number and said, okay, now I got two ticket numbers. He said, that one, that's a new ticket. Well, what about the old ticket was closed. Okay, so the new guy's going to come out, and he's going, okay, so when will that be? That'll be on Sunday. Wow, working on Sunday, that's, you know, above and beyond. I thought, okay, but you could have come out, like, I'm calling on Friday, it's tomorrow's Saturday. No, we'll come out on Sunday. So they came out on, today is Sunday, by the way, folks, and there it is. Nothing texted to me. In fact, they always tell you, do you mind if we text you or if we call you or we give you updates on services that Frontier, you know, delivers? And I always say, no, I don't mind. I've been waiting all day for a text on this. So this is Frontier Communications. This is their service. And here we are on that Sunday as we pre-record for Monday, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And guess what the phone sounds like? There you go, man. So I'm not trying to make an example out of anybody, although there are days when you want to do that, and today's the day. Today's the day because the way it all started, and... I'm not sure. Maybe I won't have you guys do anything today.
That's fine with me. I'm going to go in a...
Well, I'm going to load up a couple of the...
Mom is great.
Look, I'll say it the way I want to... Do you mind if I load a few smart dogs? Sure, but Margaret, when you say you're going to load up... They are... Ladies and gentlemen, I use a very delicate light mustard. I use Phil's smart dogs. They're 50 calories. I'm very dainty.
Well, Margaret, yeah. You're dainty, but you're loading it up.
I delicately load six. Shit. All right.
Because people are going to... When you say you're going to fully load a dog...
Phil, why don't you just do your little show?
Yeah, so where was I? Okay, so Margaret's loading up some hot dogs.
You want some chili in there too, Miss Gray.
Oh, good, yeah.
Yeah, you want to load a couple of up with chili.
Are you guys... I want into this. Are you effing with me?
No, we're not, Margaret, but when you're talking about I want to load up...
You asked what happened to your smart dogs the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, but...
I'm not talking to you, bud, did you?
Yes.
And I said, I'm dieting, even though I don't have to. I think I look pretty damn good. No comments from anyone. And I said, I want to have some of your smart dogs. I said, I loaded up five. So, Jesus.
Yeah, and that's what got everybody laughing. And now you're saying...
Yes. You're saying there's chili.
Yeah.
What about sauerkraut?
Jesus H, Margaret.
I'll load two...
You're going to load up a couple chili dogs.
Oh, I see. So I sound like some fat tub of guts. Is that it?
No, Miss Ray, you don't. But
it's the description. That's all.
I'm going to delicately load five of Phil's smart dogs. I'm going to load up on chili and sauerkraut. Yes.
Okay.
Listen to this, guys. That's what I think.
Very classy.
Tough stuff.
All right. Listen. Now I forget what I was going to talk about.
What are you going to talk about? What you've been belly aching about all weekend?
Oh, yeah, that's right, right, right. Frontier Communications. Good God. Now, there they are today. There it is. Hey, it was last Wednesday when I first put the call in. Now, I understand that companies have this, that, and something else. I don't really know what motivates them at Frontier. I have a professional operation here. I pay my bills on time. I've had their service for a while. I remember Verizon was the service that we originally signed up for. And then, of course, it happens, you know, oh, look at that. There's a bill from Frontier. Who are these schmucks? Oh, they're the guys. Okay. And then you have to deal with them. That's a whole new set of people, a whole new set of things that they do. But I don't know about anybody else, but we run a professional studio. So we have, not only do I have Verizon, but I have, you know, the television that we use. We've got a couple of TVs that brings us our news. We have, we do business with, obviously you guys know by now, the TriCaster people. We do business with the New Tech people. We do business with all of the computers, you know, Apple, all the computers we buy, the people at PreSonus, the people at, you know, wherever we get our equipment, Guitar Center, man, you know, we're all over the place. You know, I got my fingers in all kinds of pots. Is that how they say it?
No, they don't. You say you got your finger in a pie.
Yeah, but it's not allowed to.
I thought you're not supposed to say that anymore. What, you can't say, oh, if you've got your mind marinating in someone's bowel movement.
All right, Margaret, load up your dog.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can eat after saying that.
Chili.
Wow.
Oh, I get it. So that makes me some sort of a slobbering Coney Island slob, right? I love a good chili and kraut dog.
But they are 50 calorie.
Well, now they're probably about 500.
So, as I was saying before this jazz started, what is that?
What is what?
What's the stink, Margaret?
It's called sauerkraut. Ever heard of it?
God damn, Margaret.
You know, you guys really got to pull your heads. Talk about a smell. Take a deep breath where you guys are.
Yeah, what about it?
It smells good to you, huh?
Yeah.
Well, your heads are up your asses, so I guess...
So, anyway, as I was saying... Yeah.
Well, what do you say?
Do you guys just want to go home or...
We're waiting for you to get this shit.
All right, so Frontier on Wednesday, here's what I'm hearing. Call them up. Hey, you know, it sucks and I gotta fix this. It's a phone line we use. We use two phone lines and we use these phone lines for our characters. This is a character phone. So when you hear us talking on the phone to the different characters, that's what we're doing with that phone. Why? Because I've always liked the realistic sound a real phone line gives you. Now, yes, I could do what a lot of people have done, most people, which is to just take one audio source on your board here and EQ it, which is to equalize the audio so that it sounds like a telephone. You can do that. You can drop all the low end out, you know, enhance some mid-range, do things to make it sound like a phone, and you could throw in a phone bed. We've got a number of those. And you can do that. And I have tried that. I didn't quite like the effect of it, so that's why I said, let's put a phone box in and actually have a couple of phone lines. And we throw business to Frontier that way. Believe me, folks, I don't use these phones for any other communication. I use my cell phone for that. This line is used strictly for the purposes of the show we do. Okay, so when it goes out, we can't use it anymore. Now, on Wednesday, when they said, we will have a technician there, sir, on Thursday, I said, fantastic. I had no reason to doubt that that would not be the case. On Thursday, I called and I said, I need to push that appointment because Thursday was the day I was getting my vaccinations for traveling overseas. And on Friday, they indeed did show up. And the guy took a look around and was telling me my business, which is what they tend to do when they come out and look over the studio phone guys. They'll always say, oh, we'll see what you need. I know what I need. I'm just asking you if you could just. So, nope, he couldn't fix it. It was outside, you see. So he said, I got to get another guy. And my ticket says that this is the ticket here. Yeah, well, I got to close this ticket. But I'll put the notes in the ticket. Yeah, you do that. You put the notes in the ticket. And I'll put all those notes in the ticket and then we'll, you know. Now, on Friday, Frontier, like a lot of companies, they think they're really doing you a big favor when they send you these text messages, you know? Send you a text message? The technician's on the way. Or, are you going to keep your appointment? Text keep if you're going to keep it. Or text no if you're going to keep it, just for laughs. No, they'll say text keep. Or please reply, must change, something like that. And I did that, and they changed the Friday. So Friday was there, the guy's there. Now he says, I've got to send another guy. All right, okay, I can dig it. He says, it's outside. It's on the phone line. And he says, I think it's the cable. I think there's something corroding it. Okay. I said, because, you know, it's intermittent. No, 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 no. You know, he didn't give a shit about what I had to say, so that's fine. So then I go and I sit on my dead ass waiting for that to happen. And I got another text. Good news. You know?
I love that when they say good news. That's, yeah, giving me bad news.
Yeah, well, it wasn't bad news. It was good news. We are technicians on the way, and we will soon have your problem resolved. And we'll know he wasn't on the way, and know they didn't have the problem resolved. Now, here's what happened. Here's what happened. On Friday, I called after the problem was not resolved, and I said, hi, I talked to a technician, and he was supposed to have a guy follow him up. Right, yes, sir. I'm looking at the ticket now, sir. These tickets that these guys have...
Well, those are the order tickets.
No, I understand. But they see, a lot of times they're speaking a language. I don't understand their language. When the guy says they have, for instance, he said to me they had a soft something or other.
Penis?
Okay, bud, I'm swearing.
All right, sorry. Shut up, man.
What did he say? I've got to know.
No, you don't have to know.
Keep making your kraut dog, Margaret.
Mmm, chili.
Are you really trying to gross people out?
I'm on a diet.
Margaret, if you're on a diet, you're loading up three chili dogs.
Four. I'm making one for Frank. Is that all right with you?
Go ahead. So now on Friday, the guy says, I'm sending another guy. So now I get these texts. Congratulations, sir. They're on their way. Well, no, they weren't. I call up, and I got a guy, and it's the technician. Well, we're sorry about that, sir. You know, when you called their customer service thing? We're very sorry about that, sir. Now, you know, I'm in business for myself now. I left the radio game 12 years ago, something like that. And the reason I did is because I didn't want to do that anymore. I didn't want to be a part of that world any longer. It was difficult to sell. It was difficult to affiliate. And it was, and I wanted to control what I was doing. And I wanted to be involved in this new world of digital. Because I really felt and continue to feel that this is where it is. And you take a look at talk radio, who the hell wants to be involved in that world is... To me, it doesn't exist anymore, the radio I grew up with. So here I am starting a studio, and I'm not only doing the show, I'm managing the show, I'm overseeing the engineering, and I'm overseeing the repair and the maintenance. And so I got this guy on the line. Well, we have scheduled somebody, sir. We're awfully sorry about that, you know. He couldn't get out there. Yeah, we've scheduled him for the 11th. The 11th. Now, this is on Friday the 9th. The 11th is Sunday. Yes. All right. So I said, okay, that's kind of weird. I mean, how about Friday? How about Saturday? But I understand. No, he's going to come out the 11th. Great. So all this bullshit, here's your ticket number. It's a new ticket now. Oh, okay, so I wrote down the old ticket number, and I have the new ticket number. And that's happening on Friday. So all day yesterday, I did my thing. We went to Derek's wonderful birthday party out there at the Barcade. It was fantastic. Had a blast. Thank you very much, Derek, for the invitation. And talked to some great people. Used Uber. I was very responsible. You know, I went out. I had, I had like two doubles. I had two double tequilas, and that was it for the night. And I got back in my Uber, and I just, you know, we came home. And now Sunday arrives. Today, I know that I'm going to be doing the show tonight. What do I hear when I pick up the line? Aha! It's not fixed yet, isn't it? Call up the people at, you know, Frontier, because now I'm thinking, okay, what are these people? What's the story, Morning Glory? What are you cats doing? What is the main malfunction going on here? This is a job I got to do. This is part of, right there on the bill, it shows that my company name. They know it's a commercial use. Well, we're real sorry about this. I said, I understand, but I need to talk to a supervisor. That began a whole game this afternoon. That was a whole new thing. When I first asked for a supervisor, the guy... And this tells me a lot about Frontier and the way they do business. The dude just transferred me, not to a supervisor, but to somebody in, like, Bangladesh. Now, I got nothing against people using offshore call centers. I honestly don't. You do what you got to do, man. Yeah, I know it's just a horrible, frightening, rotten, terrible thing that's being done. And I know that President Trump, he's just really working real, real hard to fix that. as he makes his, you know, polo shirts in China. But hey, better not bring that up because that'll just make people mad. But as we, you know, as we say, go ahead, use all the offshore that you want. That's cool. But I got to be able to understand it. So when I get a lady on the line saying, thank you very much for calling, man. I can't understand it, man. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm being very serious. At this point now, I'm getting pissed, but I realize it's not going to do you any good to be pissed, Phil. You're going to have to just keep your shit together here. But you can't. There is one thing you have to decide now. Do you want to hold on to this shit service? See, this. I only have these phones for one reason, and I pay probably about a $600-$700 a month for Frontier phone service, just so we have the advantage of using a real phone line through a phone box that sounds, you know, like a real phone. I mean, that's the kind of guy that I am. You know, I spend the extra dollars so we have a little bit of reality happening there. So this woman is obviously not a supervisor. I said I asked for a supervisor. She keeps wanting to get information. I said, well, I need a supervisor. I'm awfully sorry. I got it. Okay, I'll transfer you to a supervisor. And we got disconnected. So then I called back and I said, I got to have a supervisor. Now, I had a new guy. And he wanted to get the same information. He wanted to know the ticket number and the phone number. And he wanted to know what my name was, name of the business. And he wanted to know what the good contact number is. All this shit that I've been saying to people since Wednesday. He wanted to know that. I said, you understand, I've been giving this in. He said, and is this your email? Yes, that's my email. I said, I can't talk to you anymore. I need to have a supervisor. Well, sir, I just need to, will you bear with me? Yeah, all of those nice little phrases that they use. Finally, the supervisor comes on the line. A guy named Chris. For Frontier. He's a nice guy. He didn't make this world. He sure as hell didn't make that company. There's somebody out there making a lot of money. He ain't the guy making it. Probably the guy that put this line in, he's probably making a shit pot load of money. He says, what's the problem, sir? I'm looking back at the history of the tickets. Ah, yes. And he now begins to tell me a story that if I were, you know, this is a phone service, folks. It's not like you're running I get a lot of people bitching about my website, for instance, that we got their credit card number wrong. Understood, but it's not a vital, it's not like your kid's going to the hospital. I'm not in charge of your iron lung. This is a telephone. This is a part of my business. This could be a part of someone's communication to the outside world. Who knows? He says, well, yeah, the man didn't make it out on. I said, we had a technician here Friday. He said he was going to follow up with somebody else. Yeah, they didn't make it. I said, so I got all these text messages saying, good news, the tech's on the way. So, well, he did, but he realized that the work was somewhere that he couldn't get to it. Oh, so I did have a tech, but not the right kind. Exactly. And they needed a bucket. Cherry picker buckets, those guys go up the up high so they can get to things that you can't reach with, I guess, a regular, just, you know, climbing up a pole on your boots, if you'll pardon the expression.
Oh, man, what the hell? Well, just because a guy says climb a pole, all right,
easy. So the guy says to me, yeah, so they had to do that, and they were going to schedule, and they scheduled it for the 10th, actually. I said, well, okay, that's very interesting, because they said they were not able to schedule it. They told me the 11th. Right, right. I know they did, but they actually scheduled it for the 10th. So that would have been yesterday, yeah. What happened? They missed the appointment. They didn't make the appointment. Now, are you ready for that? Now, Verizon figures they can get away with that god-awful dog shit service because they're sort of a captive audience, right? You got to use them. Some people, I've pitied people that need them for their cable or whatever it is you guys. I just pity you. All right, so they were supposed to be here yesterday. They didn't make it here yesterday. So now they rescheduled. Guess for when? Not today, tomorrow.
Wait a second. The guy said he'd be out here on the 11th.
This is, I'm overhearing this, Phil. Hold on for a minute. I'm overhearing what you're saying.
Why don't you swallow the chili dog, Margaret?
Swallow it whole? You know, Phil, these...
Wait a minute, not swallow it whole.
Well, that was the observation.
That was great.
Yep, can you take a bite and swallow it?
All right, I swallowed it. Now, what are you looking at?
Nothing. Nobody's... Just because you said the word swallow, no one's looking at you funny.
You said to this slob from... What's the name of this?
Frontier.
From Frontier. You're coming out here on the 11th?
They told me they were coming out on the 11th after they said, you know, on the 9th they'd have a guy. He couldn't fix it. And they said they'd be here on the 11th. And I said, all right. He said, but that wasn't right. They actually scheduled it for the 10th. This is a real conversation I'm having with a real guy at Frontier Communications. So I don't pity the guy, the supervisor. So they didn't tell me. He says, no, they didn't tell you, sir. All right. Well, but they're not here on the 11th. Right. They're not because they've scheduled it for the 12th. This is an honest-to-God conversation I'm having with a grown adult man at a supposed company called Frontier. And this is the shit that they deliver. I told this guy, it's not your fault, but I'm going to cancel my Frontier service because I don't need it. It's not like I'm using the landline for my vital daily business. I'm not. I use it as a part of an entertainment product that I produce, but I can find other ways of doing it. But I am paying for your service. I just paid my bill, so I expect those guys to be out here on the 12th to fix this. Well, sir, click, and I hung up on him. Now, I don't give a shit what they think about that. I don't care if it offended their delicate sensibilities because, you know, since Wednesday, these guys have been, you know, they've been going along on their good looks. Well, that's it, man. I just think that you can't do anything about it.
Now, that's the way these people work, Phil. They think they've got you by the short and curlies.
Would you watch the language, please?
That's not bad language. The short and curlies, and there's nothing you can do.
Well, I'm loath to think that any company is sitting back there with the feet up on the desk saying, ah, fuck him, you know, let's just go ahead and move it. I think they're genuinely incompetent. I think they don't know how to schedule. I don't think they've got good people. This is all the result of the people you hire. You know, if you can't goddamn do this, do that. And again, it's not as if, you know, this is not something they're selling like they're delivering candy to your house once a month or you're getting a donut service. This is telephone service. This is something that people need to have. In my business, I don't need it, but it is a vital part of what I do every day. And now I've got to, you know, essentially cancel these motherfuckers, excuse my language, and I got to plug in or find some other way to get this phone working again, man. So to have this phone effect that we use. There it is. It's been like that.
Yeah, it was intermittent, though.
It was what?
It was. You said it was intermittent.
Yeah, it was intermittent. It was intermittent, meaning occasionally it would be good, but apparently something was corroded. So I'm telling you this for two reasons. If you are thinking about Frontier service for whatever it is you need, man, I wouldn't. If I were you, I'd be looking into it real long and hard because I'm talking about customer service now. And I guess I am talking about the product because there it is. There's their goddamn product. There's their shit phone product. And as far as their customer service goes, they're not an advertiser of mine, okay? If they were an advertiser of mine, I'd cancel their advertising. I'd throw them off my show before I started saying anything about them. So I don't owe them money. They owe me service on the dollars that I pay them. Now they're telling me Monday. I don't believe it. Here's my prediction, and I am not going to make a firm, hard prediction like the some that I... And I know I said firm and hard.
No, I don't know.
Margaret, why don't you swallow that kraut dog?
Yeah, let's see.
Not talking about you swallowing the dog like it's...
Yeah, he's not talking about it in an oral sex sense. I don't want it.
Would you please...
All right.
So, you know, the thing of it is like... So I'll cancel the service, you know, because I don't believe that they're going to have the phone fixed. This is the first time I've ever said this about any company in my entire life, honest to God, and I'm saying it publicly. I've never said, well, I have service scheduled from XYZ company on Tuesday, so they'll come out and fix it. And then, you know, I've never doubted it. I doubt this now. I don't think Frontier is up to it. When you tell me that you are going to send a guy out on Friday and he's going to send another guy on Friday and that guy that was sent was sending me all these text messages about, hey, wow, you know, all that bullshit, you know, that they feed you about, hey, with a service with a smile and text messages and good news, you know. And when one little problem came up and he had to go get the guys on the cable side, all those text messages end. And now what was scheduled for a Sunday was actually scheduled for a Saturday, and they didn't make it out on a Saturday, and they ain't here today. So now they're telling me tomorrow, and I wouldn't have found this shit out had I not called their dumbasses. Had I not called them, I would not have found this out. Had I not called them and insisted on talking to a... Yeah, what's that again?
Margaret, you got a mouthful of chili dog.
So what?
It's 50 calories.
50 calories, huh?
You want to make something out of it, Phil?
No, I don't, Margaret. But, I mean, if you're going to talk to me, would you swallow the slop you got in your mouth?
Slop. So that's it. A woman tries to diet. She tries to delicately load...
Yes, yes. Delicately load up a dog.
I didn't say deadly. I said... That's someone's name. I said delicately load up a dog with kraut, chili... Jesus. You guys don't know how to live.
That's right.
Jesus, Phil.
That's right.
So I do not. I don't believe that Frontier will be here today. With this, you are hearing the show on Monday. I'm recording it on Sunday. I do not believe they'll be here. But I'm not saying absolutely, because you know this is nothing I'm going to stake my life on. It's one of those, you know, I'll hedge my bet a little bit here. One chance in four, they're going to be here to fix this phone, because they weren't here on the day that they said they'd be here. They weren't here on the day that they didn't say they'd be here, but then I found out later that they did say they'd be here. They weren't here on the day that they originally said that they would be here, but then changed it and said that they wouldn't be here that day. They'd be here the day before that. And I don't believe they'll be here tomorrow, the day, the new day they said they'll be here, because they changed it from the day that they said they'd be here the day before and the day before that. And by the way, all of these changes, they never informed me of at all. Now, I understand it's work outside, so I guess technically they don't have to, you know? Like, it's not, well, they consider it, because the guy said to me, well, it seems to be a problem in the neighborhood. Well, I don't give a shit. I don't care where it is, man. My phone doesn't work. This dog shit that you send out, Frontier Communications, this ain't, what is this? It don't work, man. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that that was. And that's why, so we don't have that character phone to use. And as a result, I felt, you know...
Phil was so frustrated today. Can I... Go ahead. Phil was so frustrated today. He said, I'm going to do a Phil only, and I'm going to expose these chumps.
Yeah, you know.
I never said expose these chumps.
Yeah, you did, Mr. Henry.
I did not say that. I said, I'm going to talk about it, though.
Well, you wanted to get it off your chest.
That's it. You wanted to get it off your chest. Where are the napkins?
Right here.
God damn, Margaret, can you get the whole dog in your mouth? Jesus, look at that.
How dare you?
Well, you did. You took the whole dog and shoved it in.
You know, ladies, I hope you're listening to this. We live in the age of Trump, where it's all right to mock a woman's ability to go ahead and slide a kielbasa
in
my mouth as food, not as anything else.
What do you mean the age of Trump? What are you talking about? I mean, if anybody did that, I'd be laughing at it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if the generals took a freaking kielbasa and shoved it in his face.
Yeah, that'd be amazing, man. Let's see that.
Yeah, I'll bet you would. What a freak.
All right, take it easy.
So you say there's something freaky about it.
So that was the thing, and that's what preoccupied our time here on the show today, and I apologize, but, you know, what are you going to do, man? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, like I said, I doubt that they'll be here today, Monday, the day you're hearing this. Seriously doubt we will have this line fixed. That's the last shot they get with me before I, and you know, to be honest with you, I'm going to cancel the service anyway. You can't rely on a company like that, man. If I got to sit here through 1, 2, 3, 4 goddamn days waiting for them to fix something that I need through this board, why have the service? I can get rid of these guys. Adam can come over here. We'll wire something up.
Why don't you wire up like a fake phone?
I was just talking about that.
Yeah, don't you hear too good?
I hear plenty good, kid.
Oh, wait a minute. I mean, I was talking about that. I don't like them, though.
Why?
Because they sound too phony baloney. I mean, they don't, at least with a phone box, it sounds good. But we can make it now, you know, we've got loops, we've got digital loops, we can make it sound like a real phone, it's cool. We can just hardwire it, but we'll just plug it right into that fader there, man, and that's it. I don't need to go through a phone box. I don't need any of this bullshit. And you realize, like I said, I was paying these people six, maybe five, six, sometimes seven bills a month for that stupid-ass phone and that phone box just to do that. Just that. I mean, you know, for me, it's worth it, or at least it was. And they probably don't. I don't know how much of Frontier's business is tied up in landline service anymore. Probably not a lot. And you can tell, you know, you watch your landline service fall away as they get more involved in other things that they're interested in. The internet. And have you tried Frontier's self-help? Oh, and that, by the way, that's one other thing. Your app, Frontier, sucks herds of sheep. I mean,
it does. What does?
There. Margaret.
I'm just asking.
Their app, the Frontier app, is a turd like none other, man. I downloaded this piece of shit onto my phone. Dig this? And I went to their little tech support bullshit. You know, they got this whole thing, sign in. So I sign in. You know, no account? No, I don't have an account, man. So here. All right. Now check this out. What's your ticket number? Boom, 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 boom. What's your name? What's the name of your business? Boom, 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 boom. Are you a robot? You know, and they give you that asinine, that test. Which, how many squares has a stop? I'm going to this bullshit with the Frontier app to prove I am who I am. You're right? I just registered. I hit fucking, well, actually, no. The first time it didn't work because it would not engage. It didn't link the, you know, create an account. Instead, I go back and do it again because I couldn't. You know,
well, what you're saying, you couldn't create an account.
In other words, the button you push to say, okay, create account was not highlighted. So somehow the gotcha, that robot detecting thing, was not detecting me, a human, or even though it said it did. So while I'm going to go back and do it again, what do I get? I get an email. Can you verify your account? So I'm like, what the hell is this, man?
What?
Yeah. Can I verify my account? I couldn't even get in. So I verified the account. And your password? Yeah. Congratulations. You verified your account and your password. Welcome to the wonderful world of Frontier's shit service. Thank you. Happy to be here. You're welcome. Right? So I go back over to the app from my email. Guess what? I got to sign in again.
I thought you were signed in.
No, they verified that's who I was. So I sign in again, and I get a message that says, we have no record of that email address.
Your book, now that would piss me off.
I'm not kidding about any of this, okay? I'm not kidding about any of this. Now, how many times do you hear me go into a long detailed descriptions of problems I have with any commercial entity? I rarely have I ever done this. Because you got to be really, I really believe that people work hard and their businesses are valuable. And before you start to trash some guy's business on the air, you better be sure of yourself. I'm telling you right now, I'm sure of myself. All I wanted to do was check out the GD tech ticket. Check the status of your tech support bullshit ticket. Yeah, okay. I put the tech thing in. Forget it, man. I never did. I don't know what they offer you on the Frontier app because the one goddamn thing I wanted them to do, they couldn't do. So that ended that experiment. I thought, well, shit. And then I also used...
Yeah, did you use Twitter?
Yes, I did.
Oh, how'd that go?
Not good. But I will say this. And the woman's name, I'm assuming it's a woman... It was Lisa Ann.
Well, that would be a woman.
It could be, not necessarily.
Yeah.
What do you mean, not necessarily?
It could be a guy named Lisa Ann.
What, you mean like a transgender?
It could be transgender, or maybe it's just a guy named Lisa Ann.
Hey, there you go, General. How about that?
You know something? You guys are going to piss me off.
You know, that reminds me of a story. I swear to God, this is true. There was a cat, and I mean it. This was in the news. A guy was a Marine, and on the weekends, he moonlighted working a sex talk line as a chick.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Phil, I'm telling you the truth, man. You never heard that story?
Yeah, I looked that up.
Go ahead. There was some cat, I don't know if he got busted or whatever, or he was just told he had to quit the gig or something. The cat was in the Marine Corps, but on the weekends he did this job working a sex talk line, and I guess his chick voice worked.
Oh my, that is, but you know, you could do that.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I used their app. So then I went to Twitter and I used their direct message, their DM. And they were very responsive. I said, here's the thing that's going on. And this Lisa Ann, I think was her name, she was fine. She was communicative, but she didn't tell me anything, man. She just said, yeah, we've got you scheduled for Sunday or something, whatever day it was. I know that that's what it says, but they also had told me that they were... And by that point, you're writing direct, man. The person who's, they don't give a shit, man. They're going to sit there and just tell you whatever they're told to tell you. They got to sit there, go out of their way to try to fix your goddamn problem.
But you don't think there's people dedicated to their jobs like that?
Very few.
Well, isn't that cynical?
Maybe it is. I think there are very few people, and I don't think they get, it's not that they're not dedicated, they don't have the time. They say, get through these, you know, direct messages, get through these DMs. Don't take a lot of goddamn time. So they don't. So of all the shit, all the shitty jobs that Frontier Communications does, and they fuck up a lot of stuff as far as I'm concerned, the one area where they were the least fucked up was on Twitter, where they at least had a coherent human being who said, yes, I see what you're talking about, sir. Here's your thing. This is the deal. Boom, boom, boom. Yes. And there's a thing scheduled. I said, well, they told me there was a thing. Well, you know, this is what they're telling me. So what do you want from me? I said, okay. That was it.
So you're gonna cancel the Frontier.
No, I will. Let me put it to you this way, man. At this point, I'm donating $600 a month to their goddamn company. I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that. There's other ways. There are workarounds for what we do with our character phones, and we probably should have done it sooner, but I just liked the quality of the line, and, you know, we could afford it. And, yeah, I mean, I spend that extra dollar so we get kind of a realistic sound there, but forget it. So I'm betting, not a lot, but I'm betting, you know, like I said, odds are they will not be out here tomorrow. And it probably, you know, in the real world, it's probably going to get fixed around, say, it would probably be like midweek. But by then, I will have turned the service off. And that's when the technician comes out and says, I'm here to fix. I said, well, I canceled my service. I don't have any. Well, they didn't tell. And that guy looks at you like you're the asshole. Like, well, I'm not the guy that's asked you to come out here. Well, didn't you need your phone fixed? Yeah, last week. But not now. You know, maybe they're listening to you right now. They won't send a text. Well, they better not pull that kind of shit. Because I'll tell you something. You know, there's a recourse that citizens have with these phone companies and these utilities and these different, you know, these different entities. I can go to the state of California and lay the whole story out to them. Okay? I go to my lawyer and lay the whole story out. I've paid them money for a service. I don't give a fuck if they don't like what I'm saying on the radio about them. This is what I'm getting from them. They're a public company. I'm not asking them for money. I'm paying them.
Well, hasn't this been just a big smiley face show?
Well, Margaret, you lighten it up with you shoving five fully loaded chili dogs with kraut.
When I say, you know, you guys don't get it about hot dogs, do you?
What's to get?
Well, I use very light, delicate chili. I mean,
how do you do that?
I use the light sauerkraut and the very thin light chili, and I use a very thin mayo.
Now, what about, let me ask you, Margaret, do you use a real thin light kielbasa?
Jeez. What's so funny?
A light, thin kielbasa. That was very funny. All right, folks, that's the end of this falderall for today. I love you and need you and I can't live without you. Thank you so much for being a part of the world-famous Phil Henry Show today. This kicks off the week. I feel better. I don't know why I feel better, but I actually do feel, you know, a little bit better.
You do feel better?
Yeah, I do.
So are you going to do a real show tomorrow?
This was a real show, man. This was a real show, okay?
Oh, my God, Phil.
It was. This was a consumer awareness thing. I was like your,
what is the name of that deal, Robert?
Yeah, two on your side.
Two on my side.
Channel 2.
Oh, yeah. All right, well.
Hold on. The world famous Phil.
You want to swallow the chili?
The world famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. And Phil executive produced this one today, including... Yeah, so,
I didn't do that.
Yeah. Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. Yeah.
Mmm. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, well, you never seen the rubber that gets a chili dog?
What's that?
You never seen a rubber that gets a chili dog?
Seen a woman eat a dog?
Watch it, Margaret.
I'll tell you about 6 minutes.
Times we had there. Oh, there they say there's a red river valley.